Regan Charles Cook, congratulations on the 2-0 this afternoon. Your thoughts on the result, first of all?
Thoughts on the result? In my eyes, it was the biggest game of the season because it determined if we stayed up or not. And we've done it. We're up. That's what we wanted to do. That was our target. And we finally passed the finish line. But at the same time, there's a game next week and we're looking to get 3 points at Guiseley. So I wouldn't say it's completely finished, but it's a good step towards the end of the season. So, yeah.
You seem fairly calm, fairly confident throughout the afternoon. Was there any sort of pressure on your shoulders as a squad, knowing that, you know, you had to win today to probably secure survival?
Yeah, there was a little pressure, but we knew there was also a game next week, but we thought, no, let's get past the finish line today. Let's do it today. Let's give something the fans can sing about in their home ground, because we haven't won here for a while, and I thought it's time to give them something that we can celebrate for. So, yeah, I thought it's a great finish off for the fans and everything, and Sully Hall, yeah.
You're back on the goal-scoring trail again. You scored late on at Macclesfield on Easter Monday. What a strike to put Moores ahead today. Talk me through that finish.
Basically, what I heard is Liam say, get at him. So I thought, let me get at him. I was going there, I cut inside, and I just hit it. I thought, yeah. Now I looked down, I thought, then everyone just came, I didn't even know when it went in. Everyone just came running over. I was like, wow. I sort of surprised myself, but like those players and the staff members giving me confidence to go do things. So, yeah.
You say they've given you confidence. Just what has this loan spell? You've come from Charlton here. You're here at Solihull Moors this season. What has it done for you, Regan?
No, it's done absolute a lot for me. And I've got to thank Liam, Jed, the coaching staff. I've got to thank everybody because I'm a young player as well, and they thought they're giving trust to me to go and play for them, especially in a relegation fight. You don't see many managers doing that nowadays, but they had faith in me. And what I could say is thank you, and I've learned so much, the physical side, the different parts to my game, what you got to adapt to. Because not all pitches will be nice as well. Some will be bobbly. You got to learn how to play on both sides of the game. Also, defensive part. There's a lot. I could tell you. There's so much. Yeah.
You're 20 years of age now on this loan spell here from Charlton Athletic. You've said how important it is for you. Would you be open to coming back perhaps and playing back at Damson Park in your season, in your career again?
Yeah, you never know. You never know, because they've actually welcomed me with open arms. I can't be any more grateful. Even the players, when I first came, they were so welcoming. I was like, wow, I was so shocked. Usually it's not like that. There's a lot of competition in football, but they were just so welcoming, and I thought, yeah.
A good weekend though for the Charles Cook family as well, is it not?
Yeah, it's a great weekend.
Talk me through some of your brother's achievements as well.
Brother went back in goal today for Cove. They won 1-0. That's a nice clean sheet. My other brother plays for Esfleet, who's Conference South. Beat Maidenhead, who's top of the table, so that puts the title race keep going. So yeah, it's a good day all round. Actually, it's a fantastic day.
And you'll have a nice weekend. Thank you, Regan.
Thank you very much.